144, Amazing Grace. This is the version of My Chains Are Gone. How about let's stand as we sing this last one, 144. Good morning. Good to see everybody today. What a beautiful morning it is. So fresh out and cool temperatures and Sunday school kickoff. An exciting day, exciting time in the life of the church. And we have a very special day today during our worship service. So good to see you all. Some announcements that I have to go over. Several things before we go on. The flowers here on my right, those Doug Hondel brought those by yesterday. They're given in memory of his brother-in-law, Brian Roth. That would be Doug's sister's Pam, her husband, who passed away. He had battled cancer for about 10 years, and he was just 59. His funeral was Friday, so the family wanted to share those with us. Brian and Pam, they lived up in, I don't know if it's in Salem or by Salem, but in that area, though. This Wednesday night, over at Tripp, Freedon's Reformed Church, you're invited to their potato topper supper. So if you like a baked potato with all the toppings on it, then that is your chance. They serve from 5 to 8, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you're able to, go support our sister church over there. Also today, after church, we do have potluck dinner in the social hall. You're all welcome to stay for that, whether you brought anything or not, if you forgot or whatever, there's always more than enough. It's a great time of fellowship. So please stay and join us for that. I want to mention next Sunday night at 7 o'clock, we're having a hymn sing-along here in our sanctuary. This is Mike Peterson. He's from that Nora store, which is down over there by Alcester. Through the Advent season, maybe some of you have been there. He plays Christmas carols. I'm not sure if it's quite every day or how that works, but often. He has a couple thousand people that come through there. So he's going to be here with us next Sunday night. So invite your friends and come for that. Also, I have to say Happy Grandparents Day to all the grandparents here. Those who have grandchildren or those who are maybe that age and don't. But there is a special gift for you there when you leave the sanctuary today at the back of the two pews on each side. There's two baskets. They have Hershey Kisses in them. Those are hugs and kisses for the grandparents. There's a verse of scripture in there. So that's one for each of you, not just one per couple. One for each of you. Again, if you have grandchildren or not, maybe some don't, but you're that age and you have nieces and nephews, then that is for you. So please take it. Take one. So after the dinner, we have different games for the kids and adults, if you want. For those that are in third grade and under, there is the barrel train out here. We rented that from the Power Show. And thank you, Larry Kirschman, for being willing to be our driver. And also for third grade and under, then we'll have different games out here on the grass. If you're fourth grade and up, there's volleyball out here. They'll have the beanbag toss there. If the adults want to take on some of the high schoolers and whoop them, see if you can, then that's out here. So, and at the end of all that, then there'll be water balloons, I believe, out here. So you're not allowed to get into the water balloons until then, right? I'm looking at the sixth grade boys down here. So that lots of fun there. Let me see. I have a lot of notes in here, so I want to make sure. Okay, when you're leaving church today, at whatever time that is, be extra, extra careful with all the kids that'll be running around out there. Please make sure you look twice, if not three times, behind you when you're backing out of where you parked. Since this is September 11th, 9/11, we know this is the 21st anniversary of that terrible day, the attack on our nation, the World Trade Center, both towers, the Pentagon. Also, they were trying for either the Capitol or the White House, but that plane was overtaken when they realized what was all happening. I want to mention our Veterans Memorial here at the Menno City Park. Some of the guys from the Legion have worked on that just within the last month. If you haven't been there for a while, or maybe you have never taken time to look at it, it's on the south side of the Menno City Park. Stop by there. They have a couple new stone monuments in there. One, it's called a soldier's prayer that is really neat. And another one with the Ramus Bender post. And I can't remember what's on the third one. Killed in action. Is that what you said? Yeah. those that were killed in action. Thank you. So, and thanks to the guys and ladies, whoever all have been involved in that. Other announcements that you can read as you have time. I think that's all that I had written down. I want to pray, then I'm going to read a scripture, and then we'll sing our hymn. Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with joy in our hearts, adoration and thanksgiving and praise for such a beautiful day, for this day in the life of this local church with our Sunday school kickoff, an exciting day, and we thank you for that, for Sunday school, for all ages, for the teachers that work so hard. Father, this is your house. This is your sanctuary, and we come to worship and praise your name. Lord, we ask that you would fill this place with your glory and your goodness and your power. As we're going to sing that your truth is marching on from generation to generation. And let us be faithful in that way to proclaim the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to stand firm in these days in which we're living, that we do not drop the ball, so to speak, that we do not drop the baton, but that we are working hard to bring our children and youth up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Thank you for all that are here as we gather in. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to read part of Psalm 33, verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Jumping over to verse 16, it says, "No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you." Amen. Well, let's stand. Our opening hymn is number 804, which is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I chose that because of today being 9/11. His truth is marching on. We're singing verse 1, 2, 4, and 5. Okay?
Thank you.
Amen. Take a moment, please. Greet those around you before you're seated. Okay, we will have our sharing of joys and concerns here this morning. Okay, so I have some things here. First of all, with the State Fair up in Huron, which was last weekend, Hunter Masterson, he shows rabbits up there, and he took grand champion in showmanship for the FFA rabbit part of that, and then third place senior showmanship in the South Dakota 4-H part of it. I know Billy's here, hopefully I get this right, but yeah, okay. And then Hannah, his sister, she took grand champion junior showmanship in the South Dakota 4-H rabbit part, so congratulations to them. Yeah, way to go. Otherwise, Larry Zabe, he's been in the hospital most of this last week. I know in the bulletin it said between Freeman and Avera McKinnon. He never did get to Avera McKinnon. He's been in Freeman all week and is yet today, hopefully. I talked to Marge last night. The hope is he'll come back to Menno today, and then this coming Friday is scheduled a colonoscopy and endoscopy. He's losing blood somewhere. They're trying to figure that out. So that's what's going on. So prayers for Larry and Marge through all of this time. Also, continued prayers for Jill Mettler, Jeff and Linda's daughter. And are they here today? No, I don't have any updates there. She's battling, they found cancer. So, and how about Devin, where are you at? How about your mom, how's she doing? Okay. So Devin's mom, Diane Bent from Viberg, she's been in the hospital for 3 weeks or at least. She did get to come back to the Viberg hospital on Friday. She has to have skin grafts on this leg where they had to do surgery on these hematomas. So that's for next Thursday scheduled. She'll go back to Sioux Falls. So we've been praying for all of you through this time. Otherwise, anything else over here? Yes, Melanie. Alyssa Bent, her birthday is today. Happy birthday, Alyssa. Okay, thank you. Steve. Amen, for sure. Praise the Lord for the rain. We had a half inch here in town and the cool weather, and the air conditioner went out on the parsonage on Monday, kaputz. So we had a warm week. It got fixed about Thursday afternoon before the cool air came in on Thursday night. But we'll be ready for this week anyway. It was 24 years old, and Ken had been limping it along for several years. So it finally gave up the ghost. Anybody else over there? How about over here? Yes, Aria. Yeah, Aria. Will Coxon, Amanda's mother, Connie, is here from, okay, Pittsburgh, yes, and she's flying home this evening, so we pray for safe travels for Connie. All right, I know Mark and Emily Guth-Miller. Let's see, I think Mark had birthday yesterday, and Emily's is today, right? Where are you guys at? Okay, thank you. Happy birthday. And Ashley. Well, that's all right. They're done for the year. They're all in September here. Paisley Holsworth's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, Paisley. Okay, let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, thank you, yes, for such a beautiful morning. The break in the temperatures, the coolness feels wonderful, and we do praise you for the half inch of rain that you brought, and maybe some areas more or less, but thank you for it. Thank you for what is yet to come. You know how much we need it. All of your creation cries out for the moisture, and so we trust you for it. And Father, we thank you for several birthdays that were mentioned here and ask your blessings upon each of these. Thank you, Lord, for Hunter and Hannah Masterson, and as you help them to excel with their rabbits at the state fair in Huron. What a blessing to them and the family. We lift up Larry Zabe, who's spent almost a full week in the hospital, and we thank you, Lord, that progress is being made. We trust that he'll be able to come home today and have a good week until and Friday, but when they do those tests on Friday, that, Lord, that it would be revealed what's all going on. But in the meantime, as always, we look to you, Jesus, as our healer. We look to you for your healing power through Larry, with Diane Bent, as she's had an even longer stay in the hospital and much going on. But we thank you that she's back in Viborg for this week, and we pray that the skin graft can happen there on her leg, and that as you're healing her up, you're renewing her strength day by day. We pray for those in chemo treatments, Jill Mettler, Jan Nebelsek, some others that in the community, you know who they are. I pray for Betty Hofe as she continues to heal up, and Bill Headley as he regains strength day by day in our care center. And we pray for our care center and those care centers all around us and the challenges that they face with staffing. Lord, just be with them. They are so necessary as a place of refuge for those, our elderly, at that time in their lives. We thank you for our grandparents, those that are here, those that might not be, as they are very dear to us and so valuable and precious and important as they give of themselves in so many ways. Bless them, we pray, with health and life and strength. As we think of 9/11, as we pray for our nation, we pray for our troops. Many in our congregation spent time over either in Iraq or Afghanistan or Kuwait in the last 20 years. Thank you for their service and their ongoing service. Those wherever they are serving around the world, and some right here at home within the United States, watch over them. As we pray for our nation, we ask for healing. We ask for revival across this land, for revival in our own hearts and lives by the Spirit of the living God. We thank you for all of these things, Lord. Safe travels for Connie as she flies back to Pittsburgh this evening. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 127, a very fitting verse for today, verses 3 and 4. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows in a warrior's hands. So, we start our year of Christian education with the children and youth today, and it's so important. You know, arrows, as they used to be found in the natural, or even today, I suppose, they don't just come out straight, do they? No, they have to be whittled and carved and shaped to a straight arrow and that sharp point put on them, and that's what we endeavor to do with our children and youth. Let's stand, please. We'll sing the doxology. Lord, as we bring our offerings, our tithes into this storehouse, as we know it's not just dropping money in a box, so to speak, or putting money in a plate, but it's sowing seed into your ground, fertile ground, Lord, as you spoke about in your word. Some produces 30-fold, some 60, some 100-fold. And that is our prayer in the life of this local church. In the lives of all of us, whatever age we are, from little up to 101, I think we have in the congregation. We always are growing, being renewed by your Spirit and your word day by day. So we ask you to take these gifts and multiply them for that reason as we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And Lord, we pray together now the prayer you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right, the kids, you got to wait yet. So I need the Sunday school teachers and helpers to all come up, please. So if, I don't know if there's too many first timers here. I don't think so. But this service today is way different than most of all of our other services as we start out this year. Yep, the older classes, and we'll line up all the way down to the younger group here. And we're so thankful for all of our teachers. With all the children and youth we've been blessed with, it takes a lot of adults to make this all happen. They work so hard, so diligently. Okay. So we will have the affirmation of ministry here. I'm going to read a couple statements. Yeah, you can stand on the steps. That's fine to make room. Yep. Affirmation of ministry is the act whereby a local church recognizes the diverse gifts of its members and celebrates this particular ministry of each person in the life of the church. Today in our local church, we begin a new year in the life of the Christian education of our young people and adults. According to Scripture, we do see the importance of bringing our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These individuals have been called by God to serve among us as Sunday school teachers. They have accepted their call and are before us as witness to their willingness to serve. So some of you might know everyone up here, some of you might not. So I'm going to start here. We have the if the kids are three-year-old by September 1st, they can come to Sunday school. So the lead teacher in this three-year-old and preschool class is Denise Hondel, right here. And then we have a lot of helpers in there. Jenna Miller is to her right, and Amanda Wilcoxon, and Krista, is that you? Okay. Couldn't tell for sure from behind. Krista Derby. Sometimes they change their hair color, you know. Okay, then we have our kindergarten and first grade. So Julie Crick right here, Mary Heckenleibel, and Kristen Heckenleibel. They teach that group there. Then second and third grade, they are together. We have Ashley Holsworth, and let's see, I don't want to lose my spot here. Alicia Gramko, Cassie Walinga, Emily Guth-Miller, all of those work in that room. Fourth and fifth grade, they come up in the balcony. And Cindy Herbolt and Jennifer Vaith teach that group. They're in the first room. In the middle room up there is our sixth and seventh graders, Nicole Schaefer and Ann Ramos. The third room is the eighth graders, and Ron Schaefer teaches that group. So, praise the Lord. You know, those two rooms up there 18 years ago were just storage rooms, and now they're classrooms. To God be the glory. Then we come, the ladies that have a Sunday school class too, down all the way to the end on that side, Anne, my wife, Joanne Nuss, Jennifer Herbolt, they work together on coordinating that, and they're doing a study on the prophet Amos. They started that today, that group. There's also a Wednesday morning option at 10 o'clock, Wednesday mornings, that is doing that same study. Then we have the young adult group, as we call it, and ladies can come to that too. But so Justin Plooster, Ben Crick, Jeremy Hondel, they coordinate that group. They meet down the hallway. Then there is the older Sunday school class, which ladies can come to that also. And these are the guys that sort of rotate teaching there. Oh, these guys are in, where are you, in James? Next to the kitchen, the book of James, that's what they're studying. Older class is Gospel of John, Bruce Hondel, Johnny Whale, Carl Zabe, Larry Kirschman, Ron Guthmiller. Those are all of our teachers. Praise the Lord. What? Oh, I said him. At least I thought I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right, if you would take one of the inserts in your bulletin, there is a responsive reading there from Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. If we had the screen working, it'd be up there, but we just have to be patient. Romans 12, I'll start with the letter L. You can respond with the letter C, okay? For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach.
If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is
Oh, I didn't. Oh, she said I didn't need to introduce the high school Sunday school teacher. That's me. With help from the parents, yes. The covenant here. As Sunday school teachers at Salem Reformed Church, it is an honor to be entrusted with this responsibility of ministry in the local church. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, teachers, I will ask you two questions, and I'll ask for your response. First, having prayerfully considered the duties and responsibilities of your ministry, are you prepared to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit? If so, say, yes, we are. Do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ and holding fast to the truth of His word? If so, answer, we do. All right, let's have a prayer, please. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for these teachers that are all standing before us, all the way from 3-year-old up to the upper ages of whoever wants to come to Sunday school. Lord, thank you for their willingness to serve. I ask your blessing upon them and their families. I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God upon them and within them as they prepare for their lessons week by week, as they study your word, as they bring it to the children, whatever age they are, of their understanding and all the way up through the adult years, Lord. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God through every classroom. Lord, it's by your word that you change us. And I pray, Lord, that in every classroom the light bulbs are going on, so to speak, in each of our minds of revelation knowledge, that we are growing strong in you and in the power of your might. Thank you for blessing all of these here today. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you for the ministry of teaching Sunday school in this local church and equip you with everything good to do God's will. Thank you for your willingness to serve the Lord in this church in this way. Amen. And I do just want to say, we have that Thursday prayer group at noon, and we took 3 different weeks, actually, and we prayed through every classroom, the younger from high school on down, by name, all the kids. We prayed over them in whatever classroom they were in. We prayed through the adult classrooms as well. It's important. Prayer is so important. So let's give these a hand, please. Thank you. So if you're a teacher for 6th grade and up, you can go back to your seats. If you're 6th grade and down, then we probably need you, most of you, to be up here. So the children, 6th grade and down, can come up to these front pews on this side. Kids. Yep, come on down. If you're 6th grade and under, over here. The teachers will help you. Yeah, if you just sit among with them, okay? Unless you have a littler one in back that you need to be with, okay? It's up to you on that. Let Tyler deal with them, right? Hey, Bentley, can you sit over here today? Brindley, sit over here, okay? Let the littler ones be in front. If it's too squishy, 6th graders, you might need to move back one more, okay? Yeah, they are. 6th graders, how about you go back one? Thank you. So there's room. Oh, we're supposed to be singing, aren't we? Well, let's sing Jesus Loves Me, page 185. 185. You can stay seated. Yeah, Mark, if you want to come on over. Mark is the chairman of the Sunday school, Christian Ed. So just hopefully the kids, there'll be some taking place here and over here. So I hope these ones can see. But anyway, they should at least, this first row, scooch in towards the middle here. Yeah, come all the way over. But there'd probably be, if this, these you guys can scoot over there. I don't think Callie will bite. We could have a couple here if they want. But anyway, I'll let your teachers decide on how you want to do. But a lot of it will be happening over here. Some will be in the middle. So we have 6th graders. Well, let's start with, third graders. Get a children's Bible. We always give that out. Their name is engraved on it. So I'll help Mark as we hand these out. So third graders. Eliana Bent. Eliana, where are you at? Yep. Maybe all. Lillian Blaylock. Lily, where are you at? Yep, there's a Bible for you. Laura Crick. Laura. Annabeth Dyke. Annabeth. There she is. Paisley Holsworth. Callie Huber, she's over here. And Valerie Walinga. There she is, right there. Wow, we have all of them here today. Praise the Lord. Fourth graders get the Heidelberg Catechism. And let's see who we have first. Grayson Dangle. There you go, Grayson. Alady Gramco. That's yours. Emily Hall. I don't know that Emily is here. Okay. Ava Kisley. Oh, yeah. There she is. Andrew Nuss. Sydney Summerside. And Bryn Whale. Is Bryn here? Okay, we'll get that to those. Fourth graders, you memorize that whole book by the time you get in sixth grade, okay? Just kidding. And sixth graders, we use the Eggemeyer Bible storybook for the sixth and seventh grade class. So we have Ava Wilds. I don't think Ava's here today. I'll come around this side. That's okay. Lee Kisley. Then Corwin Schaefer. Daniel Schaefer. Leah Crick. Briley Cross. And Vincent. Is Vincent here? Okay. All right. Thanks, Mark. Well, we have, we've done this for a lot of years, a jar of M&Ms and a jar of gummy bears. And this, what class do you start with the guessing on?
Kindergarten, and then we go through fifth.
Kindergarten through fifth grade. So the gummy bears is?
The winner is Lily Blaylock.
Wow, right. And the M&Ms, Hayden Dangle. Where's Hayden? Did you win last year? I think he did. Oh, my goodness. I think this thing's rigged. Just kidding. So I want to, Christian Ed, they do a lot in the life of the church. As I said, Mark is superintendent. Lee Heckenleibel's assistant. He's at guards this weekend, so he's not here. Melanie Walter, you can stand. Please, to stay standing till I induce. She's the treasurer. J.R. Van Zyl is on the committee. Thank you. Josh Wilcoxon. Yep, if you'd stand, please. Carmen Taylor, she's at guards also. Jenna Miller. Yes, with the little one. And then two consistory reps, Tyler Miller and Ben Crick. So let's give them a hand, please. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I want to say thanks to the high school youth group advisors, too, Scott and Amy Nuss, Matt and Tricia Fisher. They do a whole lot with the high school youth. They coordinate all the power show, our food stand, and lots of things throughout the year. They are a big blessing. I forgot to announce our Cherub Choir. Cherub Choir is third grade on down, and Mick Huber and Deb Schmidt lead that. Thank you, ladies. Junior choir is fourth grade through eighth grade. and Marina Schaefer and Jennifer Herbold direct them. So thank you also. Okay. Yes, amen. So Ann and I, as we pray and talk about today, as I said, it's a different day all the way around. We do some more skits with the kids, which we're going to get into here in just a minute. We thought, well, we've been teaching on the Holy Spirit through most of the summer, so we're going to continue on with that. And I want to read just a few verses, and then we got a special guest coming out very soon. John 16, starting in verse 5, this is Jesus on the night before the cross with his disciples. He said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned." And that is the devil, the prince of this world. Okay, so you ready, boys and girls? Yeah? Well, we got a special guest. His name is Milo. Yeah, come on out, Milo. I got to help him a little bit here. Let's see. It's a little hard. Okay. Come on. Don't be shy. Well, hi, Milo. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Good. Boys and girls, say hi to Milo. Yeah. Okay. Well, what you doing anyway?
Oh, well, I'm looking at pictures on the internet of roly pirates. But I'm not finding any, though. Can you help me, Pastor Mike? Type it in. My fingers aren't working very well.
Well, I'd say because your feet are on the keypad of the computer.
Ah, I knew it.
I know it. All right. Well, so what are you talking about, Roly Parrots?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Roly Parrots. That's what we've been talking about today. Roly Parrots.
Roly Parrots. Was I talking about Roly Parrots?
What?
Who am I talking about? Somebody said it. The Holy Spirit, Milo. We're talking about the Holy Spirit.
The who's it? What's it?
Okay, everybody say it, boys and girls. The
Holy Spirit.
Did you get it?
Oh. Yeah? What's the Holy Spirit?
Well, the Holy Spirit is not a what. The Holy Spirit is a who. When the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, it's because the Holy Spirit is a person, a divine person.
Oh, he's like one of God's good friends, right?
Well, Milo, not God's good friend because the Holy Spirit is God.
What?
Yeah.
I thought Jesus was God.
Well, he is, and I know it might be a little confusing, but we call this the Trinity. God is three persons in one. God the Father. Can you kids help me? God the Son. And God the Holy Spirit. Right. So, you know, let me get my phone out. We need some help here, Milo. You are just not getting it. So I got a friend. Her name, is Dr. Knickerbocker.
Dr. who?
Dr. Knickerbocker.
Dr. Knickerbocker?
I heard the kids know a song about Dr. Knickerbocker. Number? You know it? Number 9? Yeah, I don't know it, but that's what I was told. Okay, let me call Dr. Knickerbocker and see if she is nearby.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, is this Dr. Knickerbocker?
Oh, yeah. I was just making Zini some eggs. What can I do for you?
Oh, we really need your help. Are you by the church? She hung up on me. What in the world? Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello.
I thought I smelled something back there. Oh, sort of smelled like rotten eggs a little bit. But, oh my goodness. Dr. Knickerbocker, you have been busy. Oh, let's come this way a little. Is that good?
I smell eggs.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You're right, Milo.
All right. The Holy Spirit, right? I love the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, I think I can do this with my eggs. I've made some eggs in different ones, hard-boiled, scrambled like these. And I think we can do this with eggs. Like this one right here. It's my favorite kind, the hard-boiled eggs. I can, you know, take it apart and see what it is. So, the first part, the shell. Okay, let's see here. The outside, as we see it. Yes, the shell. We'll put some shell right here. Oh, this might take me a bit.
You have a lot of eggs, Dr. Knickerbocker.
Yeah, well, we got the shell.
Yeah.
Do you raise chickens?
Every once in a while. All right. So we have this shell, more shell, more shell. Shell, shell, shell. All right. The next part is the white part. Oh, we're getting there. The shell. Okay. No one likes that part on her. Okay. And then there's the white part, the ooey gooey part. Ew. Gross. And then there's this pretty, pretty part. Okay. So we have our piles. All right. The next pile. So, Pastor Mike.
Yes.
How many eggs do we have now?
What?
Left?
Oh, Milo wants to answer.
How many eggs do we have now?
And what?
Oh, how many eggs did we start with?
Oh, just one, Dr. Knickerbocker.
Okay. And then I separated it. And now how many eggs do I have?
Just one. You just separated it.
All right. That's right. Our God is the Trinity. It means three. He is one God, but there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all equally God, and it's important that we know each of them. And the Holy Spirit is a very special because he lives in us. God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit by living in us for everyone all the time. I hope that helps. I'm going to eat my eggs now. Yum. Yum. Bye-bye.
Mm. Ah! She had a lot of eggs. You don't think she's going to eat them all at once right now, do you, Pastor Mike?
I sure hope not. She's going to have a big tummy ache.
Oh, yeah, me too. So the Holy Spirit is God, and he lives in me. Can you tell me some more about the Holy Spirit, Pastor Mike?
Yeah. Come back out here.
You're
going away there, Milo. Okay. Well, we are. We're going to talk more about it. It's like I read the verse from John 16 that Jesus told his disciples that if he doesn't go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, won't come. So we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And we got somebody else here who's going to talk to us a little more about the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Johnny has got something here,
bye-bye,
too.
Bye, boys and girls.
Bye, Milo. We'll see ya. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it is a little wobbly. Hope it stays on there. Well, good morning. How are we all doing? How's school going? You know, it's been really good to see you guys again. All those smiles and stuff and getting to talk to you. And well, I brought my gumball machine today. Those kids that go into school in Menlo know what it's all about. You know, I hide these little red tickets around the hallways, the playground, and I used to hide them in the church. And when you find one of these, you get to bring it in for a gumbo. There's some other things you might know about the gumball machine if you're in school. You probably know that a high school boy, a junior in high school 15 years ago, built this machine to give you a gumball. So he wanted me to invite you in to give you a gumball and tell you about Jesus. Well, we do that in a lot of unique ways. Sometimes you don't understand it, but we do that in a lot of unique ways. But I don't know if any of you guys know that there is a battle going on in here at times. Does anybody know about the battle? Okay. We'll see if you know. So when I pull this lever, sometimes the battle happens and sometimes it doesn't. Oh, there's freedom there. Uh-oh. Nothing. What's going on? There's a battle in here. You know what's going on? There's these two gumballs that are butting heads, and they're trying to get in the hole, and they're not, they're just fighting, you could say. And they're trying to get in, get out of there, and it's not working. Yeah. And so, maybe some of you kids might want to pound on it. Maybe some of you kids might want to shake it. Maybe some of you kids might want to just yell and says, come on out of there, I want to eat you. But that's not the way, best way to do it, because they might break the machine, right? So we had to create a tool which is called the
helper.
The helper is the Holy Spirit, right? Pastor Mike's been talking about the helper. And the Bible talks about the helper in John 14:26. It says, Jesus is telling his disciples this, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of all I have said to you. So when we invite Jesus into our heart, the Holy Spirit lives in us, right? So that's how the helper works. He's there to help you. And Pastor Mike and Ann were talking about he's our counselor, our comforter, and our interceder. And last week, I believe it was our standby. You could say the Holy Spirit is standing by. But actually, he's inside of us. But we have to put him inside and stir it. And it comes out. So that's how the gumball machine was. It works. See, most gumball machines have when you turn the knob, it stirs in there. So we had to create our own stirrer. So there's some other things that remind me of the Holy Spirit. What's these words say? Remember the word. You know, when I put that on there, I was trying to teach you guys to be thankful, and nobody was remembering that word. I thought, I'm just going to put that on there. Remember the word. But it also reminds us of remembering God's word. It's God's word that the Holy Spirit uses to remind us of how to be, how to handle our problems with his help. He's the one that works in us. So it's very important for you guys to listen to your teacher, learn about God's word, and listen, because Jesus was teaching his disciples to go out and tell others. And that's what our teachers are trying to teach you guys, to know Jesus, to go out and tell others. And that's what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to make disciples, you know, for Christ, for God. And we are to be that disciple first. So just remember, in school, God's there working. It was the heart of a young man who gave his life to the Lord that put this machine in our school. So God was working in his heart. So God wants to make disciples. He gave me the job to make disciples. So this is how we do it in school. So we have a lot of fun with it. There's a lot more to it. You guys probably know a lot more about it. There's a lot of games that came with it, and all being led by the Holy Spirit who spoke it to my heart. So I could tell you guys about certain things in church, and sometimes in school I kind of work that in too. So anyway, thank you.
All right. So thank you, Johnny. Okay. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Amen. Oh, one. Yep, go ahead.
You know, this little guy here is called Finley. And a lot of kids want Finley because he sits there and watches you guys. It's a picture of God to me. You know, he's watching over us. You know, instead of wanting Finley, we all need to want God in our hearts, okay? That's kind of the message of Finley. Yeah, thank you.
Amen. Thanks for all you do, Johnny, in the school. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit. He's our helper, and you know what else? He gives us courage. Courage to be bold. The Proverbs 28 says the righteous are as bold as a lion. A lion. What does a lion sound like?
Hello. Oh. Hello, boys and girls.
That microphone? Is that?
Come on, lion. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Lion.
Don't snap me with that whip.
I don't. I'm on.
Oh, that's right. You're on. Okay.
The whip you initiate. Are you talking about? Are you talking about courage?
Yes, we are talking about courage.
Well, I need to. You're having the dropsies.
I am.
I need some help with my lion. My lion is a coward. Watch.
Come over here.
Okay. Come here.
Come
lion.
Over here. Come here, lion. Come here. That's a cowardly lion.
That's a cowardly
what
lion.
In the
okay.
World?
Lion.
Come on.
Roar. Lion, roar. Gee, what did I tell you? My lion is not, doesn't have courage. Come on up here, lion. Come on up here. Watch. I got more.
Okay, that lion, I can't even roar.
No. Okay, lion. Jump through.
Can you believe that? This lion trainer and lion are scared of a stuffed monkey. I can't believe that. I think you're going to get fired.
Oh, my goodness. I just think we're so worried. We're going to lose our job. Come up here.
Come on.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't think you have any courage, Mrs. Lion Trainer.
I'm a mister. Get the mustache. My voice is a little high.
Yeah, your voice is very high.
Okay, my voice is lower now.
Thank you.
I don't know if I have any courage. That's why my voice is so high.
I think you're confused.
Okay.
Well, you need some courage.
Well, how do I get courage?
I know, my goodness. Well, okay, do you know Jesus?
He lives in my heart.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Yeah, so you know what?
What?
If Jesus lives in your heart, the Holy Spirit lives in your heart. And he's the one who gives you courage.
He gives me courage?
Yes.
He lives in my heart?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I got some courage now.
I know.
Well, you I got just, some courage.
You just have to ask. Well, you ask him.
Okay, let me ask.
Yeah.
God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you give me courage and give me skills to be a good lion trainer. And I pray for my lion, too.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
You need to pray for that lion.
Okay.
So because if you have courage, that's going to flow over to that lion. Now, try.
You think so?
I bet you it
okay,
does.
Okay, let's try it.
Yeah.
Lion, roar. Woo! Look at that. Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Let's do it again. Lion, roar. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, lion, jump through the hoop. Woohoo! Watch out! Watch out, lion. Yay, look at that. Oh, look at the
animal. Oh, there's a monkey. There's a monkey.
Lion, look. We're not afraid. Oh, it's a cute monkey. Oh, we're not afraid.
Oh.
All right, we got courage.
You do have courage.
All right.
The Holy Spirit gives us courage.
Thank
He's
you.
Our helper.
All
well,
right.
Thanks for coming. I'm glad you got that figured out.
Yes,
so don't
I'm
get fired.
I'm glad too. Let's go,
okay.
Lion.
Okay. Don't fall down the steps, please.
We'll try.
Oh, boys and girls, how does a lion sound? Good. That ought to teach that lion. You guys have courage, don't you? Yes. And the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he lives on the inside of us. So you guys all be bold in school, and be bold as you live your lives for Jesus. What? Huh? You got courage? I know you do. All right. Yeah, well, that lion didn't, did he? Not at first. But yes, we have to have courage. Okay, well, that's our sermon / skit for today. Thanks for everybody that helped. Amen. Amen. All right, our closing song is going to be, it's number 43 in the praise book. It's also number 80 in the hymnal, whichever you prefer. So let's stand together and sing this. I stand in awe. Such beautiful words to this song. Father, we do stand in awe of you, your majesty and power and greatness. How beautiful it was right there just to hear the children singing your praises with all of their hearts and all of their might. You are an awesome God, and we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. And we sing as a prayer for our nation, God bless America. Singing. Let me pray for the meal, then we'll be dismissed here. Father, thank you now for the food, for all that brought every part of this meal. As we share with each other, bless these things to the nourishment and strength of our bodies. Thank you for the Christian Ed Committee who will be serving and hosting this meal. Again, we pray for safety as we all leave and a blessed time when we go outside. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So the children, and if you're helping with games, or probably that barrel train, Larry, you get up front in line. But we'll let the kids go out, and parents with the younger ones, you need to help, just step in line. If there's some older ones that can't stand long, then we'll get those to the front of the line. Okay. Let's see. Who's our usher, I guess, today? Blake. Yeah, you want to...